Check, 1, 2. Check, 1, 2. This is a TPS shielded triple, mm-hmm. and that's mono. It's not converted.
Doesn't feel like it's hitting.
Yeah, good. It's because it's triple. That's a triple TPS, triple something shielded, where it has three notches. Mm-hmm. That's usually that's what exactly that means. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, this will work for tonight. Check, 1, 2. Yeah, I mean, it's full blast.
Please. Which is hiding tangent.
Oh my god.
This is January 5th, the normal meeting for the planning board. The agenda has been posted 10 days prior to this meeting. This meeting is advertised pursuant to Public Law 231, also known as the Open Public Meeting Act. And can we go to a flag salute, please?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Can I get a roll call, please?
Mr. Adams, Mr. Allegretto,
here.
Mr. Becker,
here.
Mr. Birch,
here.
Mrs. Halliday,
here.
Mr. Jessel,
here.
Mr. Levchuk,
here.
Mr. Loper,
here.
Mr. Shepherd,
here.
Dr. Vandershore,
here.
Okay, under old business, resolution PBA 21-018 47th Street. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Mr. Allegretto?
Yes.
Mr. Levchuk?
Yes.
Mr. Becker?
Yes.
Mr. Jessel?
Yes.
Mr. Shepherd?
Yes.
And Mr. Loper?
Yes. PBA 21-016, do I have a motion?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Becker.
Mr. Allegretto?
Yes.
Mr. Levchuk?
Yes.
Mr. Becker?
Yes.
Mr. Jessel?
Yes.
Mr. Shepherd?
Yes.
Mr. Loper?
Yes. PBA 21-002 Boardwalk, do I have a motion?
So moved. Second.
Mr. Allegretto?
Yes.
Mr. Becker?
Yes.
Mr. Jessel?
Yes.
Mr. Shepherd?
Yes.
Mr. Adams? Oh no, he's gone. I mean, he's absent, not gone. Mrs. Halliday?
Yes.
Mr. Loper?
Yes. Adopt the minutes of 12-8-21. Do I have a motion?
Becker.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Did we talk about Randy in that
meeting?
Let's do a roll call, please.
So. Okay. Mr. Allegretto?
Yes.
Mr. Lovechuck? Yes,
yes,
we did. Sorry.
Yeah.
Mr. Becker?
Yes.
Mr. Jessel?
Yes.
Mr. Shepherd?
Yes.
And Mr. Loper?
Yes. And at this point, I'm going to turn it over to Jamie for reorganization of 2022.
Are there any nominees for chairperson for planning board for 2020?
I'd like to nominate our current chairman, John Loper.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Any other nominees? Okay, roll call. Mr. Allegretto?
Yes.
Mr. Levchuk?
Yes.
Mr. Becker?
Yes.
Mr. Jessel?
Yeah.
Mr. Shepherd?
Yes.
Dr. Vandershore?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Halliday?
Yes.
Mr. Loper?
Yeah, in third grade they always said yes. Always vote yes.
That's right. Don't abstain.
Do you want to do vice chair or do you want to...
Go ahead, vice chair. Do I have a nomination for vice chair?
I nominate Gary Jessel for vice chair.
Second.
Any other nominees? Mr. Allegretto?
Yes.
Mr. Levchuk?
Yes.
Mr. Becker?
Yes.
Mr. Jessel?
Yes.
Mr. Shepherd?
Yes.
Dr. Vandershore?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Halliday?
Yes.
Mr. Loper?
Yes.
You want to vote no just to be the odd man in?
I don't want to do that for the record.
Okay, and then Press of Atlantic City's primary paper. Press Sunday edition is the secondary paper.
Okay, do we have a motion
think you
of
have
that
a
effect?
Second.
I'll give that to Shannon. Mr. Allegretto?
Yes.
Mr. Levchuk?
Yes.
Mr. Becker? Mr. Jessel?
Yes.
Mr. Shepherd?
Yes.
Dr. Vandershore?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Halliday?
Yes.
Mr. Loper?
Yes.
And then site subcommittee currently, it's, who is it? Joe, Dean and you.
Yeah, I'll keep it the same, but if there's anybody that wants to rotate into that, let me know.
I'd be interested in participating or rotating in.
Okay. We can probably, through the course of the next couple months, sort that out.
Sure.
Yeah, it'd be an asset.
Absolutely.
It's nice to have an architect that's familiar with what we're doing in town.
Do you want to call Shannon like an alternate? So if I know.
Yeah, we'll call Shannon as the alternate.
Okay.
We've never really had an alternate.
No.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
But a lot
we'll
of times.
Dean gets tied up.
Somebody, yeah. All right.
Joe
so
is in
we
Florida,
can.
Tanning.
We can have four, right?
we can have four, can't we? How many?
Yeah, I mean,
you can have four as a permit. What? Yeah,
five is a quorum, so you can have four or less.
Ken Jones, Dean, you and me.
Yeah.
So we think there's.
Yeah, we can do Shannon now.
So do you want it? All right.
Yeah. Well, now does anybody want to be an alternate?
Yeah.
Nice.
More work, still no pay.
Okay. More work, more paper.
All right. So Adams, Shepherd, Loper, and Halliday. On
yes.
Site subcommittee. Okay. And they kind of, they're random dates.
Yeah.
I try to give you guys at least a week or 10 days, but okay.
They're usually during the day. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. They usually run, you know, 1 o'clock for an hour.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes in the morning for an hour, but it's never before 10.
Do you want me to do a roll call on that?
Yeah, let's do a roll call.
Mr. Allegretto?
Yes.
Mr. Lovechuk?
Yes.
Mr. Becker?
Yes.
Mr. Jessel?
Yes.
Mr. Shepherd?
Yes.
Dr. Vandeshore?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Halliday?
Yes.
Mr. Loper?
Yes.
Okay. That's it. That's all I got.
That's it. Subcommittee. One of the things we're looking at is the disparity in this 2-foot fill scenario. Because we're seeing it coming around in places where it really doesn't look that great cosmetically. And we're trying to get some input on that. Randy's working on it, and then we'll see where it goes from there. But I think we can pretty much all agree that when you see those buildings, a lot of them are doing it just to grab that 2 feet extra height. I mean, the one that sticks in with me is that one on 2nd Street that we did, and it's right in the middle of the block, and it's like you got a skateboard ramp in the middle of the block. It's just whatever. I think people are abusing it. So that's one thing we're doing. The other thing I'm asking Randy to look at is, and I just need some refreshment in it, is when Sandy hit, at that point we spent every single week in subcommittees for 2 months, 2.5 months, to create a flood elevation that works for our community. Now, I believe that the state ultimately adopted that same flood regulation for state buildings, because we were so proactive in doing that at the time.
Can you talk about we left the middle of the street to the plane?
Yes,
okay.
Yes. And I think ultimately the state, because thinking back on it, and I have to get some clarity on it because it was a really compact 3 months. One of the things that the state was throwing out at us were new flood maps that were very scary for the whole island and any barrier island. It wasn't just us, it was any place.
And it kept changing.
And it kept changing almost by the week. And we just wanted to stay proactive on that so we didn't come dead in the water. And I believe ultimately the state ended up taking what we used as a process and adopted it into the state. But I want to do some research on that because I think we were proactive in that. But whatever. And that's all I have. I want to thank you all for electing me chair again. I still have a hard gavel, and hopefully we won't have some nightmare scenarios in front of us this year. Other than that, that's it.
I just like to make a comment about something. Social media last couple weeks, or probably last couple months, has been a little critical at times about new construction and some of the things, quite frankly, that came in front of this board. One of which that I saw just about a week or two ago was the development on the corner of 6th and Asbury Avenue. It was talking about the new construction coming in was, you know, ruining, thrown in the town type of thing. We need to regenerate and rejuvenate our housing stock. The Gigi's building right next door is a great example. James and his wife are really hard workers, very nice people, and thank God they weren't in that building when the roof collapsed, because there could have been fatalities. So I think this board needs to maintain the neighborhoods, which has been our philosophy over the years, but also we need to stay steady on replenishing the housing stock and making it modern. The Playland fire is another good example. When that fire reached the new construction that had been done recently, it stopped. So sometimes the people that are uninformed like to speak the loudest. But I think this board has been doing an excellent job of coming up with a master plan and implementing that master plan. And the administration has been excellent in helping us do that. So just a comment.
I'm going to pile on that a little bit. If you look at what happened recently in Colorado, where it took out hundreds of houses, one firestorm, and you take, I mean, we have a good fire department. They're always good at stopping stuff. But 1927, that fire came all the way back to one street over in the 27 fire. It just takes the right conditions and you're in big trouble. And if you don't have a way to rebuild after that, you're in worse trouble. So I think everything that we've done, particularly now that that whole section of town has been redeveloped anyway, but I think you need a strong platform in which to redo any of that stuff. Otherwise, you'd be in big trouble.
Yep. Maintaining the neighborhoods is important. We've identified them, we need to maintain them. Other than that, let's go home.
Yeah, Happy New Year, everyone.
Yeah, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Yeah. Happy New Year.
I was lucky my car had no snow on it when I went out tonight.
Nice.
And I still can't find long pants. But global warming. Global warming. I'm going to see if I can make it through the winter now.
Are we adjourned?
Yes. Motion to adjourn.